Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, touching up bars. How many chips in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Let me love in a holy way.
Let me love in a holy, holy way.
Let me love.
Yes, indeed. Are you ready, willing to love in a holy, holy way? You got to accept it. You pray for it. The prayer is the shift in consciousness. When the prayer kicks into action, you got to accept it. Because to behold everything that doesn't support wholeness will be extracted, will be pulled, will be dragged. You go to what I call a spiritual colonic. You get cleaned out. Oh, wow. Yes, indeed. Holy, holy way. Agape choir. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. You make a difference. It is so nice to see all of you in the chat room on the phone line. And I don't see you, but I really see you because I'm not looking with my physical eye. I'm looking with that inner eye. I can see you. I can feel you. I can smell you. I can touch you. I can embrace you because I am living in a holy, holy way. Agape choir. Agape choir. Holy, holy way. You can find out more about them by going to their website. AgapeLive.com. That's what it is. AgapeLive.com. Find out all about the great stuff they're doing. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I'm here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to find out more about me, you can go to my website. And even if you don't want to find out anything about me, just go there anyway. Accept it. Just do it. LifeCoachAde.com. LifeCoachAde.com. You might find something. You might find a word, a picture, an image, an article that would transform your life. Welcome, welcome, silent listeners. This guy says, guest, we've got the Peanut Brit. Okay, that's an interesting name. We've got Joyful Tamara, Joy, doing a wonderful healing laughter and just inspiring people through passion. We got Celeste in the house. We got Tanya in the house. Some other numbers in the house. All of you that are listening now and in the archive, thank you. Thank you all for listening, for paying attention. For paying attention to your life so that universe catches that. Where you pay attention is where your attention, where your intention is. The universe knows through being itself as you. Now, what you pay attention to is what you're setting intention for. So what are you setting intention? What's your intention for your life today? What intention are you setting for this moment? If you can't answer that, ask yourself, what am I paying attention to? What am I giving my focus to right now? What have I been focusing on? That's what your intention is. My intention is to grow, to transform, to embrace, accept, even when those tight-fitting clothes are being stripped away, and you're asked to fly. Life is good. It's getting better. It is. It is. Deborah, my dear friend, nice to have you in the house, Reverend D. What do I need to tell you? I'm just flowing. Today we are talking about acceptance. Accepting what is, the law of acceptance. And, don't go into it yet, but that's what we're talking about. I'm just going to leave it as that. When I have these topics, when they come through me, I just get excited. But, you know, speaking of ideas and download and acceptance and things coming through me, just think about this for a minute. Think about this thought. Oh, yeah, I got an affirmation I want to share with you, too. So let's go here. Okay, computer, work with me before I lay hands on you. All right, where is it? It's something that I got. I know where to go. Let me go to the page. Ask. You would think I would know. No, I don't, because I don't hold those information in my head. I got this inspiration that came through me early this morning, like, I'm not telling you. This just stays early, okay? And I actually posted on Facebook and accept that my computer is moving slow. But I know that's not my head. Just go for it. No, I wrote it down in my journal. See, I'm going to do easy today. I am doing easy. So where is it? Let's open it right here. My computer is having an attitude. My computer is resisting. But we're going to keep it slow. Here it is. When you resist life, life resists you. Yeah, breathe that in. When you resist life, life resists you. When you accept life, life accepts you. Do you go through life resisting, being upset, being angry, wanting things to be different? Complaining about your life, that things are not working out, you don't have enough money, you can't get a job, you've been doing that for 10 years, and you're getting turned down, and not have a relationship, you can't find the right person, there's no good man, good woman out there, nobody's honest anymore, and you're just going through life resisting. Guess what? Life will complement that thought, that energy, that vibration, and resist you. Woo! Now, if you accept in life, life accepts you. Acceptance. You allow. You're fluid, you're flexible, you embrace. There's a grace about you. Now, the ego mind says, well, when you talk about accepting, does that mean I have to accept the bad things? Does that have to accept people being rude and nasty to me? See, the ego only lives in the past, how things used to be. The ego, or let me say the egoic mind, I like that better. The egoic mind, they want to hold on, they want to feel safe. Because it feels safe only when he knows what is about to happen. Gets petrified by the future. So it would throw tantrums, like, what do you mean accept? You can't accept everything, because everything that comes to you is not good for you. And then you can accept your egoic mind and say, ah, it's okay. I embrace you, even in your resistance, because what you resist persists, and what you embrace moves on. When a little child is fussing and arguing over something that you know that's really not a big deal, it's just in their little mind, they think it's a big deal, you can just smile and say, baby, what are you doing? Come here, let me help you. And they move on. You know, the dictionary, he said he wasn't going to talk about it yet, but he is. You just never know what happens. You just accept the flow. Don't resist the flow. In the dictionary, it says accept. To answer affirmatively. To agree to a duty or responsibility. To receive. I love that. When you accept life, you receive life. The song I played at the beginning of the show says, let me live in a holy, holy way. In order to live in a holy, holy way, you've got to accept life. To receive, especially with gladness or approval. When you resist life, you're not receiving it with gladness and approval. Actually, you're disapproving life. You can't hold a thought without sending out the vibration of that thought. So when we talk about law of acceptance today, law of acceptance is about gratitude. It is about action, actually. It's about faith. Because when you resist, you're pushing against. When you accept, you're flowing with the flow. And you're glowing with the flow. It's action. So even though you may not like what it looks like, get this. Everything that you see with your physical eyes is not the bigger picture. Things are not always what they say. So
So when you think you got it, you know it, I can see it. Everybody can see that. No, maybe not. So when you understand that, when you look at your life, when you look at what's going on in your family's life, when you look at your job, when you look at your spiritual growth and transformation, your spiritual growth, when you feel like, well, I'm not quite where I need to be, I should be doing this, I should be doing that, maybe I should be doing that, stop shooting on yourself. When you shoot, you're resisting. Whenever we say, I should be doing this, I know I should be, you're resisting. Because if you should have been doing it, you would have been doing it. But when you accept it, you say, this is what's happening. And I had a lesson acceptance yesterday, and I'm working through it. I just resist. Well, no, let me phrase that properly. I don't resist resting. It's just once I rest, I have all this mind chatter going on. Oh, all the things I could have done. Oh, my God, I was so that I was resting and sleeping. Oh, I should have. And somehow we've become a society that just resists healing. Because healing is acceptance. It is accepting that all is well right now. We've got to become like scientists. You know, when they're doing an experiment, they know that their physical eyes is not going to see the bigger picture. Then they get a high-powered microscope to look at the minute details of what's really going on. They know they can't see the bigger picture with their physical eyes, so they get a microscope to see the minute details that make such a big difference. And we all have a high-powered microscope that we carry around. We were born with it. There's a devilish side of me that wants to keep you in suspense and tell you what that is later. But I probably will forget. I'll move on to something else. So I better tell you now, stop being devilish and just stop resisting the flow and just accept what is happening, Addy. What is this high-powered microscope that we all have? It is the third eye. It is the inner eye. When you see with your inner eye, when you view your life through the perspective of your inner eyes, you get to see clearly. You get to see the bigger picture. Then you can accept what is going on. So even when you're having a breakdown, you recognize, ooh, this is a transformation. I'm getting ready to build something new. I'm being cleansed. I'm going through a spiritual colonics. Life is good. It's getting better. So let's give you some announcements. I got to let it flow when it flows. I got to get myself out of the way. And speaking of getting myself out of the way, why is Betty? All right. We need to put out an AVB for Betty. Betty is not here. I didn't get any notice or anything. Betty, where are you? I know she's off. Well, she was off early. She was doing just posting away on Facebook and all the other tweeting and stuff. But I don't know. So I'll maybe take a break and kind of find out. Well, not kind of find out. I'm going to find out where she is. But, so yeah, you're listening to Ask Life Coach, Ade. When you accept life, you do things differently. And the number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346, press 1 on your keypad. Let's take a journey into your world. Where you resisted? Where you holding back? What are you resisting right now? If you have pain in your body, you're resisting. If you're angry, you're resisting. If you're frustrated, you're resisting. If you're annoyed, you're resisting. If you feel like you don't have what you desire, if you don't have the money, the perfect mate, if you're not where you want to be, you're resisting. Yes. And then you say, but you just said I should accept where I'm at. So now you're saying if I feel like I'm not experiencing what I want, I'm resisting, but I'm accepting. But if you feel like you're not having what you want, you're resisting. You want to find out more? Call now, 347-426-3346. You are resistant. But then again, we all are. Because even that sometimes that resistance helps us build our spiritual muscles. Those times when you resist in life is when you are really developing your spiritual muscles. The physical muscle, we've been working that for a long time. You know, I always give this the workshop of understanding for the people, it makes sense. But let's go into our imagination right now. You think of your right hand, or if you're left-handed, think of your left hand. Consider it to be your physical muscle that you've been pumping all your life. You've been, ouch, I just hit my hand on the table. Woo, Lord, that woke me up. So you've been pumping the physical muscle, whichever hand is dominant, all your life. So it's not easy to pick things up with it. But your spiritual muscle is the hand that's also dominant. For me, it would be my left hand. I can write with my left hand, but I may not be able to read it. Nobody will be able to read it. So the spiritual muscle is what we are strengthening. I'm strengthening my left arm so that I can write with my left arm, which is my spiritual muscle. Do you kind of see where I'm going here? Sometimes we say, okay, I'm going to lift with my spiritual muscle because I want to grow and transform and experience all that love life is and God is. And then along the way, it kind of gets challenging, painful. But we just sometimes unconsciously just switch arms. We just, let me just carry with my right arm. And we just do it. Just easier. But then when you are doing your spiritual practice, it helps you become conscious to stay present. That when whatever you're going through and growing through feels heavy, just breathe and keep pumping that spiritual muscle. Know when to stop to take a breath and know when to keep going. So acceptance is allowing yourself to exercise your spiritual muscle with no obligation, no attachment. When you feel like putting it down for a minute, you can do that. Drink some water, take a walk, go to sleep, rest, and rest some more. And you know, now here's a thought. The more you rest, ooh, Lord, the more you play, ooh, gosh, the more you relax, the stronger your spiritual muscle. Ooh, I love that. But I'm resisting it right now. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. That is so true. The more we rest, the more we relax, the more we play, the stronger the spiritual muscle. Chew on that. Digest that. That's pretty profound, if I say so myself. I release, I let go, I will take a break, and I will be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Take a little shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks? Take a little shortbread, touching up bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would
forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Life Conversations Radio is where change begins, and you're part of it. You're part of it.
Betty, she's here. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, she's almost here, but I see her online with all the sites that we have.
Welcome. Help me welcome my co-producer, Betty Piggies. And while you're welcoming her, share the show with your friends, your family, your neighbor, your coworker, your lovers, your haters, people on the street.
And especially the supervisor that's getting on your nerves, the boss that you just want to, you want to slap him. Just have them listen to the show. Because once they listen to the show, man, they'll come to work the next morning hugging you, asking you about your day, sending you love. I promise you. You know it's true. That's why you listen. Deborah, nice to see you. Celeste, Tanya, Tamara, welcome, welcome, welcome. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, yes, share the show, and that download that just happened, with that I can't even remember how it went, but it went something like, the more you rest, the more you relax, the more you play, the stronger your spiritual muscles. Now, there's a powerful statement to back that up. Go so many places with what I just said, but I won't. Stop it. So anyway, there's a powerful statement to back that up, and it goes like this: be still and know that I am God.
Woo! It's just, I mean, just think about being still. The statement is, be still and know that I am God.
When you're relaxed, when you're still, you're present, you get to feel your breath, you get to hear your thoughts, you become present to your body, you recognize that something amazing is happening through you. You get to experience crazy thoughts. And you're like, whoa, where did that come from? As I was sharing in yesterday's show, titled How to Prevent Identity Theft, in Michael Bernard Beckwith's book, Spiritual Liberation, he asked, what is the deeper meaning of identity? And I didn't want to just answer that intellectually. I just went into meditation and said, yes, what is the deeper meaning of identity? And what came up for me was what I shared yesterday, ID, entity. When you break the word down, identity, ID, entity, the identification of an entity called you. I never even saw that before. I remember thinking, whoa, where did that come from? So the entity called you. How do you identify with that you that is bigger than your physical experience? How do you know this entity that is you? How do you know how powerful it is? How do you know what it can do? Because it's not male or female. So it, there is a you that transcends all your life, all your story, all your struggles, all your pain. Show me the identification of that entity that is expressing as you. As a matter of fact, don't show it to me. Take time and be still and identify with it. Be still and know that I am God. The more we relax, the more we rest, the more we play, the stronger our spiritual muscle. Life is good and it's getting better. Now let's go back. Let's rewind. Announcement. That usually comes way before this time. But so this would just be a quick, we're not even going back. We're just doing what comes naturally.
just want to remind you tomorrow, Conscious Parenting, and with Michelle Brown Stafford, we are talking educating boys, how to educate boys effectively, where did we go wrong, what's the cause, what's the problem, what's the problem, is there any problem? Are things just the way it needs to be? Or maybe there are ways we can educate boys so that we can honor who they are effectively, so we can help them in tapping into their fullest potential. Maybe we got it wrong. Yes, find out more about that tomorrow. And then at 2 p.m. tomorrow, so Conscious Parenting, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, also tomorrow, Ancestral Blueprints. Thank you very much. Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And accepting what is. Tomorrow's going to be a rerun. Accepting what is. Because Lisa needs to take care of some things. So accepting what is, Addie, tomorrow's going to be a rerun. But it's going to be a good show. I'm actually going to rerun a show that we did many years ago, maybe 2 years ago. I don't know what show that's going to be. So that should bring you back. Accepting what is. Be still, my heart. State of man. Be still, my heart. We're taking a break. We'll be right back to answer questions, take your calls, 347-426-3346. You see why you shouldn't go a day without Life Coach. I say, cheesy and corny. But can I say?
God. Be still and know I am God. Be still and know that you are God. Be still and know that all is well. Are you learning from your mistakes? Because you're not learning from your mistake. You is a... I let you fill in the blank. I'm not even going to say that. I am not going to say that. Cause that you know, you could be that or be wise. Be the wise one. Learn from your mistakes. That State of Man featuring vocalist, my brother, my friend, myself, John Stringer. And you can go to their website. As a matter of fact, just go to their website after the show. It's like 135, 132. Go to their website and download those songs. Stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. I want to share an affirmation with you or a love gift that was downloaded through a friend, a Facebook friend who is a listener and a friend, an extension of myself. I saw it just before the show, and I thought, wow, this is just so beautiful. So I want to share with you. And she said her name is Angel. So she's sharing that angelic love. And she said, as I heal, take this affirmation for yourself. As I deal with stuff that's going on in my throat. As I heal from wounds, I realize the importance of feeling love, sharing love, and receiving love. All is well. And I am grateful to God's gift that come in many ways. And although the future is unclear, I listen to my heart directing me in my life. I feel free and open to receive positive and loving possibilities, opportunities for growth and healing, and a chance to truly be me. I am grateful for my life and all the experiences that I have. May we all get through these changes and major shifts. May you all be blessed. That's from Angel. You know, there's we're living in a wonderful time where we can connect with people, with like-minded folks. We can connect with our brother, our sister, ourselves. People who are just, who said yes to life through the internet, through Facebook, Twitter, StumbleUpon, LinkedIn, Blog Talk Radio, Live Conversations Radio. Just the power of the internet reminding us of the real world wide web. We're all part of this world wide web called God. So many of you I talk to regularly, never met before, but I've met you. You know, I told someone the other day, I said, I've never met Betty. I've never seen her. Well, you know what I mean. Seen her face to face in the flesh. I've seen pictures. We've talked. But I feel like I've known Betty all my life. So when we look at our interactions, our relationships on the internet, we can really understand and see that there's more to life than what we can see with our physical eyes. As a matter of fact, there's more to life than what we can experience with our five senses. And when we limit our life experiences to just the five senses, then we limit ourselves, period. I mean, imagine. The gift that I know what I've received meeting you guys, talking with you guys. I mean, it's like, wow, I can't even say that because, you know, there's a plan already. There's already a plan that we're all part of. And this is a soul agreement. We're all here to remind each other. When we were in the physical realm, we made a declaration that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to be a radio host, I'm going to be a psychic, I'm going to love
numbers, that's Celeste. Betty is the psychic. My dear friend Deborah, we're going to meet at a place called Hillside, and we're going to be a ministerial student. We're going to see the different things that we all put in place. Tonya said, I'm going to use a nickname called Glowing Gooch, and you'll remember me. Now, Emilio said, you know, I would just remind you that we are one. We are one. No matter what, we are one, people. And I'm going to remember you. And Wallyman said, you know, I'm going to come in this world, and some people might resist what I have to share, but you will remember me. And Tamara said, you know, I'm just going to be the artist. I'm going to come and just be silly, laughing. I'm going to bring joy into your life. So many more people that I've met. If I start going down the line, I would never even finish the show. Well, I will, because I got other things to do. But you get the picture. You get what I'm saying. And it's our gifts, our talents, that thing that is burning inside of you, that thing that is nudging you to live bigger, to live fully. That's your declaration. That's your invitation. That's your identity. And nobody can steal that from you. Nobody can steal that from you. You can give it away or disregard it or not honor it. So your calling is our calling card, is to remember you, to connect with you. And when you resist it, you push us away. We miss out on the gift that you have for the world. And we walk around thinking something is missing. I don't know what it is. It's like there's something supposed to be happening. I don't know. I just say, but what is it? I don't know. And then in a moment when someone is bold enough to speak that, and say something is missing and not worry about being judged or criticized, you show up and say, you know, it's true. I've been holding back. And everybody gets the experience like, wow, how did you know something is missing? Well, I don't know, I just felt it. And the person is given the opportunity to show up fully. Are you resisting life or are you accepting it? Life is good, it's getting better. And let's do some questions. That's where I'm feeling led to go. Actually, just before I do questions, I got to do this. So I need to take a quick break. Let's give you some time to just embody what you're hearing, what you're feeling, what you're smelling, what you're tasting, what you're seeing. Breathe it in. Yeah, let's take a quick break. Quick moment of meditation. Let's invite the flute. Yes. How are you doing? How are you feeling? How are you being? How are you accepting? How are you living? 347-426-3346. 347-426 is the number. Press 1 on your keypad. Are you resisting pressing 1? Are you fighting the urge? You better accept the hunch and be free. Let's read some questions. Lisa from Nebraska. She said, Life Coach Ade, thank you. Thank you for taking my email question. You're welcome. I accept it. Regular listeners know what I'm laughing about. I have this fear of starting a new business venture. I have a multi-level jewelry business for a while now, selling my jewelry from festivals. If you can't get into a festival, or if it rains out, you don't make money. So I began to think that I may need to open another business that will allow me to make more steady income. However, when I think of doing this strange fear creeps up over me about doing it. And I can't figure out why, especially when it was so easy to get the first business started. How can I restore my faith and release my fears of starting a new business? Lisa from Nebraska. Ooh, I love this. Let's see, where do we want to tackle this from? There's just so many yummy stuff to address here. I have this fear of starting a new business. Well, good. The fact that you have this fear, that's a good indicator that you're moving in the right direction. Now, here's the thing. you said you sell your jewelry right now. You have a business where you sell it at festivals. And if you get rained out, you can't make money. So you're thinking, maybe if I have another business, I can have steady income. Well, maybe. Maybe. But a steady income, it's not defined or created by what you do. It is more about who you are being. What do I mean by that? So I'm just going to go for it. I take it that, and I'm just going to go out on a limb here. You have allowed yourself to believe that you have a multi-level jewelry business, and that's your only way of attracting money, generating money, creating money. How about allowing yourself to believe, to know that there are multi-levels to attract money? Now, I'm not saying starting another business is not a good thing to do or not the right thing, or maybe you shouldn't do that. But if you go about fixing your money situation by efforting, you create more drama. Because here it is. Okay, so you have one multi-level jewelry business. So when there's festivals and you're not rained out, you do that. Now you're thinking of starting another business, recognizing that every choice has its own responsibility. Now you're going to split your energy. You're going to be working twice as hard to bring in steady income. And you may not have steady income, but you'll be steady working. You'll be steady working hard. And I always say this with every question. Before you even think of, well, maybe if I start another business. Because the truth is, we need to remind ourselves that our job, our businesses, you know, whichever way, Social Security, the lottery, whatever way you use to attract money into your life, that's just one way, one small channel through which source God, the universe, blesses you financially. That there's so many ways that we can be blessed financially. So, who knows? You go to festivals and you say you get rained out. Maybe you could start doing things online. So come rain or shine, money comes in steadily. Don't you love that? 24 hours a day, you wake up in the morning and somebody clicked PayPal. And you got money in your account. You get a notification that someone just blessed you with some money. And now you have more time to play, to rest, to relax. And you can strengthen your spiritual muscle. And you can be who you really are. So when you talk about the fear could be saying, I don't think you want to do that. Because your body knows. It's all about body wisdom. And you say, where is it? However, when I think of doing this, this strange fear creeps up over me about doing it, and I can't figure out why, especially when it was so easy to get the first business started. Well, when you have fear, don't stay in the moment. Don't go, well, I don't know why I'm afraid or I'm fearful, because, you know, it doesn't matter. When you created the first business, that was then. This is now. God is always sending us messages. And we're so quick to judge what we feel that we miss the message. So maybe what you're interpreting as fear is an intuitive nudge saying, Sister Lisa, I don't think you want to do that. I think you may want to be still so you can steady yourself. And when you're still, I got an email from Celeste this morning. She said yesterday's show was about, and this is all for you, Lisa, and everybody else listening, and it all ties in. I said something on the show yesterday about nobody can steal S-T-E-A-L your S-T-E-A-L your identity. And she played around with that and said, Okay, you're doing too much now. Get back in the flow. Nobody can steal S-T-E-A-L your identity, and nobody can steal. S-T-I-L-L. Nobody can make you be still. Nobody can get you to focus on what you need to do but you. So when you become still, and go within and ask, what is the best way to use your time, Lisa, to generate more income, to attract more income, then you will receive the answer. God will tell you. It may be to start another business, or it may be to simply extend the business that you have in a way that you don't, that you've never even thought of. As I said earlier, maybe use the website so you can be in business even while you're sleeping. But if you go out there to try and fix something that doesn't need fixing rather than listen to the calling, you end up spinning your wheels. So let's see if there's anything else I need to address in there. How can I restore my faith and release my fears of starting a new business? Just release it. Relax. And when you relax, you restore your faith. You get rejuvenated. You get replenished. You get new ideas and insight about how to move. You may even still do your old business, your multi-level jewelry business, the same way. But you will know when to go to the festival. You'll be led to the ones where it's just going to be lucrative. You'll be told, no, don't go today because it's going to rain. Or you will be led, you will attract the festivals that will meet your need. Because you become a vibrational match to what you desire. You become a vibrational match to abundance, to joy, to peace. So instead of going someplace, packing the car, whatever the van, and going there and you get rained out and you have to come back and you now have to worry. But when you become still when you are led from the inside out. Really, when you, us, all of us, when we become still and we listen, become present, because we were pre-sent for this moment, we are led in the right direction. And when we remember that we pre-sent for this moment, easy to accept the moment. And when we accept the moment, life embraces you. And oh my God, it just gets good. It just gets good. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at 8. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Betty is here, but kind of here, but not. But she is. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with some more questions. Tomorrow's Conscious Parenting, journal 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Michelle Brown Stafford. You can find out more. If you want to find out more about Michelle Brown Stafford, you can go to her website, gifted-spirit.com. Gifted-spirit.com. Sometimes I just have too many thoughts flying around in my head. So I just let them come out as a giggle, a laugh, a smile, because it's just easy. It's easy like that. Let's take a break, and we'll be back. And what am I trying to do? I don't know yet. I'm scrolling through. That's what I'm trying to do. Yeah, here we are. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
That is the truth. The best hosting on the planet. Forget all those other radio stations. So even when we're not live, you can listen to the archive. But you can take a break. And then when you want to listen to something, just come back to lifeconversationsradio.com. It's all about change. It's all about transformation. It's all about transition. When you accept yourself, when you accept your circumstances, you recognize that life is always in transition. Life is always moving. Life is always changing. When you resist it, you're hurting yourself. You get stronger muscles, but you better know when to let go. Julie Dexter, Transition.
Giving up too soon, and the struggle is supposed.
I'm going through it as we speak, and all is well. So anyway, Julie Dexter reminding us that everyone goes through changes. You know, want to find out more about Julie Dexter? You can go to her website, juliedexter.com, juliedexter.com. Struggle is supposed to make us stronger. You know, that's the paradox of life. And if we understand that life is a paradox, we can be at peace. Because when you resist, because think about it, when you go to a gym, that's what you're doing. The weight is about resistance to help you build your muscles, your physical muscles now. So to build your spiritual muscles, resistance is needed. But you got to stay present. You got to be aware. And you just need to let some things go. But if you're present and you're doing your spiritual practice and your attention is about recognizing who and what you are, remembering your true identity, you will develop your spiritual muscle. You will know when to let go. You will know when to relax. You will know when to play. You will know when resistance is futile. You just, okay, I give up. You just hear yourself saying, I give up. I give up, God. I surrender. I can't do this anymore. It's just not working. Now, those who are not awake, who are daydreaming, sleepwalking, they say, I don't care. I'm going to do this if it kills me. I'm going to find a way. It's like, yeah, it's going to kill you, all right. It's going to kill you. And when you die, you resurrect and realize, there's no point in going through all of that. Speaking of which, I just discovered something else that I don't know if I can do it while I talk. And I can't bring Betty on because my nappy is going through changes, but I'll be back on, Betty. I want to. Something's telling me you got something to share. So in the meantime, I can go to questions, I think. Let's do this. You know, it's an interesting thing, this thing called life. And the do's and don't do's. Don't do that. Do this. But I just go to the question because the question will keep me focused. So here we go. A strange thought is flying through my head, but I will not give it power by entertaining it. Well, I won't give it my full power because I'm already entertaining it by paying attention to it. So let me go to this question. Bobby from Washington, D.C. She said, Life Coach Ade, thank you for answering my question. Secondly, that's the first thing she said. First, I want to thank you for answering my question. And secondly, let me say, I'm not sure why I'm even writing you. Well, I guess we'll both find out in a minute. And I need to do this, so just bear with me here. I'm going to open my browser again. So don't front at it. Just tell them what you're doing. Because if you don't, then their mind is wondering, why is it not paying attention? But when you tell them, they can just accept what is happening. Maybe it's not even about them. Maybe it's you. Don't project on your listeners. Ah, life is good. Okay, let's go here. Because right now, I'm going to read the question, but I got to get this up. We got time. Time is all we got. Actually, we got more than time. Let me read the question while my balance is going up. She said, I'm not sure why I'm even writing you, but felt drawn to after listening to one of your shows. 10 years ago, I found out my son was terminally ill. He passed away at 10 months old. During this time, when I found myself in some sort of situation, where I had to talk to people, I would begin to stutter, which over the years has gotten progressively worse. Up until my son's death, this has never happened. Because of it, I have turned down many job offers, walked away from workshops and seminars, won't participate in anything that would be good for me that involves people, for the fear of my severe stuttering. Talking to people other than on the phone sends me into a panic attack, and I stutter. I have always been vocal before my son's death. Now I can't. Do you have any advice as to what I may do to overcome this? Well, let's do this. Bear with me, Bobby. I need to take care of some technical stuff so that you can hear your answer. Or else, if I don't do what I'm doing now, you won't hear your answer. So what happens when Betty's not here? Don't do that to Betty. Betty's always here. She's here already. But it's life shifting. The energy is what it is. So stop projecting on Betty, Ade. So Betty, just spiritually give me a slap. And then I'm back to my senses. All right. All is well. Okay. I may be able to do this. No, I can't. Let's try this again. Oh, I know what's going on. I don't know. I don't understand it. But I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going to trip. I'm going to trust. This is a perfect... I know what's happening. This is the perfect opportunity. Okay, stop talking. Oh, Lord. There we go. Woo! This is a perfect opportunity for everyone to experience the law of acceptance. because this is live radio, and some things happen live, and there's nothing you can do about it. You can just flow with it, go with it. Even if you're trying to sneak and sign back in and do all the things to keep a thought, it's not going to work, especially when you're trying to answer a question. Life coach Adam, you know you need your full attention. You've been pretty smart about keeping the show going while the browser was down, but guess what? You got to answer questions, you got to get it together. All right, now I think everything is kind of coming together now. Slowly but surely. Yeah, here we go. And I'm going to answer this question if it makes me come alive. Have a little bit of fun with myself. I feel some resistance moving through my body. So I release, I let go. I release, I let go. I release, I let go. And trust the process. Here's a great demonstration. You get to see me go through it. I am actually trying to activate my switchboard, and I can't do that. Okay, well, you guys can hear me. So, let's answer the question. And by that time, hopefully this silly thing will get itself together. Oh, you got my nerves. Okay, let's go back to Barbie. So, her question is, she says she's always been vocal. She's been stuttering since her son, ever since her son made his transition. He died when he was 10 months old. The first thing you got to do is to deal with the grief. You are grieving. And, 10 years ago, oh, Lord, I need your number. That's what I want to call you. You said 10 years ago your son died, and now you're stuttering. Well, you're grieving. You need a therapist. You need help. You need a grief counselor. You do. I mean, I don't even know if there's anything else I can say. If you stopped living since your son died, it's time to wake up. It's time to start living. It's time to express yourself. Be stuttering, expression. I'd say contact your doctor. Find a therapist, find a counselor. That's all. Everything else comes later. That's all. Now, let's see, Betty. I don't know if I can even do this. Let me see if I can bring Betty on. Betty, let me see if I can bring you. Oh, we got a caller. I'm trying to outwit this system. Okay, let's talk. Oh, okay, well, caller got scared. So anyway, let's talk to Betty and see if Betty is there. Oh, Betty, are you there?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Hello, Betty. How are you doing?
I am going with the flow. I am accepting things as it is.
Okay, good. So what I'm going to do right now, you're going to tell people what that looks like, what that means. Now, I don't mean put your business, whatever you feel led to share, but your interpretation of going with the flow, accepting what is, because I need to do some technical things. So, Betty Belize. It's all yours. I'll be right back. That's how we roll over here.
Yeah, see. So, because I'm going to go with it now.
Go with it. You can do it.
Well, what going with the flow means is I had put a little bleep when I was talking about the show today that we're never where we're not supposed to be, especially during those moments where we feel stuck on our journey, where we feel despair, where we feel we're in that very bad relationship, where just anything is just not in alignment with us, or we're not feeling good anymore. We are where we're supposed to be. There is something in that situation that's uniquely for you, to actually move you forward to where you want to go. So when you accept that, when you say, you know, let me recompose how I look at this situation, then you will then move forward. Now, you know, Ade, I don't know what you're doing on the switchboard, but I'm hearing myself echoing and a lot of static, so I don't know if that's what
you're
hearing as well.
Since I was doing what I was doing, I don't know how that happened, but
I don't either, but we're just going to keep accepting it as it is.
Yeah, keep going. Keep me on the floor. Keep going. Don't let me stop you.
So you don't resist it, and you don't get frustrated, and you, I mean, you can, but you want to just compose yourself, perceive the situation, look at how you want to relook at it so that you may move forward. Because the moment you fight against it, the moment you turn a blind eye to it, it actually hits you harder. As Neil Donald Walsh says in his book, Conversations with God, what you resist persists. And today is the exact example of that. I cannot get on my switchboard. I can't get into the chat room. My internet connection here in the shop I'm at keeps going in and out. And now I'm hearing buzzing like a bee in my ear as I talk to you on the phone. What's the girl to do? I'm just going to not resist it. Just go, you know, it is what it is. And just go along with it and hope everyone can understand me. But to give you an example, it's just an example of what the balls life throw at you and how you just roll with it. Ah, that's better.
Okay. See? When we go with the flow and trust the process, we'll work it out. I had to do some flips and turns and twists and
But you know, Betty, you know, I'm listening as I was doing what I was doing.
You know, I have lost that. You know, that's just how I roll. I'm listening to what you're saying, and it really is. You know, sometimes, speaking of that earlier, I think I was saying something about the thoughts in my head. Sometimes I resist or examine or just be with, do I need to tell people no if I'm having technical difficulties? They need to really know. Do I need to distract them? Like, just keep doing it. I tell people, but sometimes it is what it is. It's just what it is. And, you know, my computer went out, and especially, you know, from the space of trying to look good, you know, I had this almost similar issue yesterday. The switchboard was out. I can't do anything. And I was, you know, trying to do it and talk at the same time. It's not always easy.
No, it's not. And, you know, the little trick that I do for myself when things are really going crazy and wacko, and I tell this to people that I read a lot, you know, you want to excuse yourself, or if you're by yourself, you want to just sit down, take a break, and say, why is this thing or why is this person doing this for me? Why is this happening for me? Because everything happens for you. And what that does is allow your brain to go, what? This is happening for me? And I find out that you always come up with an answer. You know, maybe we're having all these difficulties for a reason. And if we just sit down and say, why? It's telling Ade to slow down, or it's saying, you know, it could be saying a number of things. But that's a great way to not resist anything. If you don't know how, you say, hey, how can I not resist something that's blatantly in my face? Step away for a second. Take a breath and say, why is this happening for me? Why is this happening for me and not why is it happening to me? Why am I being a victim? Why is bad luck is always happening to me? Why can't I get ahead? Because your ego will give you all kinds of excuses. Why not? But when you say, why is it happening for me? Because I know that nothing in this world happens against me. Then what it does, it causes your brain to sort of do a turnaround, and because it loves a good puzzle, and figure that out. Will it take the problem away? No, it won't. But it would make it so low that you can easily step over it or not let it.
Yeah, that is such a great point. And the other thing I would share with you in asking why is this happening for me, what's the gift here, what's the lesson that I need to see, here's something else that would help you transform, transcend the challenges that you're going and growing through. step into a place of gratitude. Step into a place of gratitude. I got to share this. I wasn't good. I looked at her. Betty just got dropped. But it's not like she finished saying what she was saying before she got dropped. But step into a place of gratitude. What does that look like? I mean, we can look at what, I can look at what just happened and say, oh, I can't believe that happened again, technical difficulties. But I can, or I can step into a place of gratitude and say, Betty was there at the perfect time to keep it moving so there's no dead air, keeping people engaged while I do what I need to do so that I can get back where I need to be. And at the time that I got everything working, Betty got dropped. So there's a dance the universe is doing with us right now. But when we step into a place of gratitude, we shift our circumstances. So even if you're in a place right now and you're struggling to accept it, and you say, I know I'm supposed to accept it, but I just don't know how, find a way to be grateful. What is there to be grateful for? Actually, be grateful that you can be angry. Be grateful that you can feel the emotions that you're feeling. Be grateful that you're angry, you're mad, you're upset. Be grateful that you're upset because you want your life to be different. Gratitude will help you. It'll just bring you back in alignment, as well as asking, why is this happening for me? What's the lesson here? Where do I need to grow? What's my growing edge? Asking the right question will transform your life. Being gratitude opens the door of abundance. Let's bring Betty in. I know Betty's like, bring me in. I know it's not a tag team. You bring me in. But when you step into gratitude, it's easy to accept what is happening for you. It's easy to accept life, knowing that in spite of the challenges, everything is working together for your good, even if you don't see it. And if you really want to see it, you've got to close your physical eyes and look at your circumstances. Look at your life with your third eye, your inner eye. Betty, welcome back. You sound like you were wrapping up what you're saying. You got dropped, and I was there. We're doing a dance here. It's just beautiful. It's just, I'm loving it.
And as soon as I got dropped, I said, why is this happening for me? And four people walked in the shop. I guess I'm going to get a reading now.
I was just sharing. You know, it's like you came in when I needed you. You were on the phone line because everything, computer was out, my switchboard was out, I couldn't do anything, I had to log back in, but I also listened, so I was able to keep doing the show even while everything else was out. So if I could do the show without saying anything, nobody would have known, but it just makes life easy. Oh, here's the thing, you know, just a quick thought, we got like 2 minutes to go here. When you are resisting, you will know it. You will feel it in your body. You know, if there's something you're not supposed to share, something to express, you will know it. So
no,
it's about being still. What were you going to say, Betty?
Let me very quickly, in a nutshell, tell the story that highlights everything you're just saying. 30 seconds. I came across, you know what? Let me save it for tomorrow. Anyway, I came across a lady who had cancer, and she was really resisting it and hating it, and with her daughter, and I asked her to see the gratitude in it. Well, you can't tell a person with cancer that and they not give you the look. But because of the cancer, she, and the doctor said she had this operation that most people don't survive from. Anyway, she looked at the gratitude of the cancer and found out she was able to finish her book. She was able to take the trip she wanted to. She was able to turn over the business to her daughter, who she's always been afraid to. She was able to get people to help her with her yard work that she definitely needed done. And so she starts seeing the gratitude in this and relaxing. And by the time she went back to the doctor, most of that cancer had disappeared. I'm just saying that was a perfect example of her saying, I'm no longer resist what is. I'm
That's
going
right.
to accept it and see the gift in it and then move on. And when she Indeed. Did that, and when she did that, the doctor says, whoa, it's still here, but not nearly where we thought it would be.
And that's the power of acceptance, you know. That's the power of acceptance. When we accept, we're receiving love. We're receiving. Some of us have problem receiving compliments, money, or things, material things. But because we don't accept life, we don't accept ourselves. So when you receive love, love heals all things. Love heals all things. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you. We thank God for you. And thank you for speaking with us. Electra, it's nice to see you. And we appreciate the love. You said, I came in late. I was busy, but I wanted to check in to hear the topic. It's nice to have you here, my sister. Thank you, silent listeners. Those of you listening on the archive, we truly appreciate you. It's time to release the show. Be still. Be grateful. Be well. And here's an affirmation for you. If I can find it real quick, let's go here. I'm going to find it. No rush. What's her name? Carly. I can't find it. Hey, here we go. I'm out. Peace and blessings.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.